Give your pet the best medical care possible, which pays up to 90% of your vet bill. Get your free quote now at drjoypets.com.
Broadcasting nationally from his studios at the Talkers Communications Center, it's the Michael Harrison Show. And now, your host, Michael Harrison.
I hope you had a great weekend, folks. I am delighted to be back with you. I actually missed you, and it's interesting. I did a full week of the program last week, and there were aspects to it that were mind-frying. Doing a daily show for 3 hours is, if you really put a lot into it and you don't call it in or cruise, it can be very taxing. I especially believe that, you know, you're trying to make everything a meaningful listening experience for the listeners. And, you know, I'm still finding my groove here on the program. But it was a nice weekend. I spent my weekend in the Northeast, in New England. And, of course, there are different kinds of weather all around the country, but we had a beautiful autumn weekend. New England is fabulous in September and October. I don't think I don't think the rest of the year compares. The summers are hot and sticky and buggy, and the winters are brutal. As I've gotten older over the years, living most of my life in the Northeast, I find that the winters lose their glamour and lose their charm, and they're painful. So I get to spend a lot of my winter months in Florida. I guess I'm what they call on the East Coast a snowbird. I have spent many, many years living in Southern California, and I never thought I would ever leave there. And the weather, 2.5 years I lived in San Diego, the weather there was fantastic, except the sun never came out until about 11 o'clock in the morning. That's one of the dirty little secrets of San Diego, is that it's misty and cloudy until about 11 a.m., 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and then all of a sudden the sun is shining, and that's when they take all the photos of the place. This program has the benefit and the handicap of being a modern-era syndicated show, which means that although we do give out the phone number, and I love getting phone calls, 877-807-4048, and we have expanded the program to include all aspects of the human condition, which Joy Brown did too, and she did it as well as anybody. So therefore, you can call about a number of topics of interest. I mean, if you Google or go to your old dictionary, if you still use a paper published dictionary, look at the term the human condition, and it's marvelous. It covers a whole variety of topics: the arts, science, psychology, philosophy, religion, politics. I mean, the human condition covers it all, and that is so contrary to the way today's radio and media are, that I guess I'm swimming against the stream, I'm flying against the wind, but that's the only thing I want to do. And Joy Brown, she loved doing that too. So the point I'm making is, take down that number, and you want to chew on something interesting, we'll put you on. The problem is, I would say, I'm being blunt, 80% of the audience of this show is listening not when I'm doing it. And I'm doing my best not to have this be too geared to the moment, to current events, to what's going on in the news today, although I do have to. I can't resist talking about what's going on in the news today, and I will in a moment. But if you want to know, we do the program live between 12 noon and 3 p.m. Eastern. And if you want to just call during that time and take a chance and get in, I'd be very happy to talk to you. It may not be in keeping with the subject we're doing at that time, but it's worth a shot. But that's, I just want you to know why I give the number with a little bit of an ache in my heart that it's not all happening at one time, and this is it, take it or leave it. In many cases, we're broadcasting a program that has what's called a long tail. That's an internet term for something that will be listened to on demand, which is very cool for days, weeks, months, and years to come. So again, that number is 877-807-4048, and those are the kind of complicated rules of the game. But I've often said the game is played the way the game is scored. And if you just think about that for a while, the game is played the way the game is scored. And that is a profound insight that applies to games, both literal and figurative. We're going to, well, today's news, before I tell you where we're going to go today. Today is the day, for those listening next week, next year, or next century, today is the day that the first debate between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump will take place at Hofstra University in Hempstead, New York. And right now, in real time, it's we're in the 12 noon hour, so out at Hofstra, they're busy like bees putting this thing together. This might be the largest television audience in recent history. Because this debate has tremendous entertainment value. This is for many a spectator sport. I mean, most people you talk to will say, "Oh, I can't take it. I can't stand the election anymore. I wish it was over. I don't like Hillary. I don't like Trump. The Trump people think Hillary's the worst devil that ever lived. She's going to destroy us, enslaving us. The Hillary people think Trump is the worst devil." My personal opinion, I think one of them is terrible and the other one is worse, but that's another story. And I try not to spread my political opinion on the radio or in any of my work other than my strong support of the First Amendment. But, you know, I have my own views. And I'm not crazy about this election at all. But there's something fascinatingly interesting and entertaining about it. And tonight's debate will draw a gigantic television audience, one for my alma mater, Hofstra University. Hey, I'm very glad for them, because as Hofstra continues to gain notoriety, high profile, reputation, my degree, which was earned a number of decades ago, seems to be going up in value. When I went to Hofstra and I told people I go to Hofstra, they'd say, "Where's that? What's that?" And on Long Island, where it's located, they were, "Oh, that's kind of a good local school, isn't it?" Today, people come to Hofstra from all over the world. And it is a fine school, and I'm very proud of it. So I had an opportunity, because I'm on their communication department board. I am in their Radio Hall of Fame. And we recently did our annual Talkers Magazine convention at Hofstra back on May 20th of this year, which, by the way, was emceed by Dr. Joy Brown. So I'm very proud of them, and they invited me to come to the debate tonight, which means I'd have to drive in from New England. It's about a 2.5-3 hour drive up and back. And, you know, I turned it down. Between doing this show and everything else I do, the last thing I really want to do is be in that beehive of buzzing activity of reporters and media. And it's going to be a circus. Much better to watch it on television, or if need be, listen to it on the radio. Listening to a debate on the radio, sometimes you get more insight into the message. The medium of television, of course, hearkening back to the days of Nixon and Kennedy, creates a different impression. As a matter of fact, people that used to listen to the Kennedy-Nixon debates thought that Nixon won them when they heard it on radio, and when they saw it on TV, they thought that Kennedy won it. Now, isn't that interesting? But tonight is going to be one of those events that really, at this point, only the Super Bowl, and even the Super Bowl is more so than this, because this will be on multiple channels. The Super Bowl is on one channel, and you have a giant percentage of the entire population all tuned into one channel at one time. If you are a believer in the shall we say, metaphysical aspects of human consciousness, that's kind of a big deal. Everybody focused on the same channel at the same time. You wonder, what does that cause in the atmosphere and the biosphere? But we're going to have something very much like that tonight. And it's kind of mystical. Enough about politics. We're going to be joined by a fascinating woman, Joan Mader. She wrote When I Married My Mother. How's that as a tease? That's coming up next. You can call in at 877-807-4048. I'm Michael Harrison, and a happy day to you.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's the Michael Harrison Show. Call in at 877-807-4048.
Having had a long and colorful career in radio, I've had the opportunity in my life to meet some very interesting people. As a matter of fact, many of them have made their way to this program as guests, and I try to choose the people who are guests on the program who have a nice eclectic view of life and are particularly proficient in the arts and entertainment, popular culture, a little bit of politics, but not the real heavy-duty partisan kind, media, and relationships and social issues, you know. And the lady that I'm bringing on right now, I believe she is in North Carolina, and she certainly fits the category of fascinating woman. Joe Mader, welcome to what we're now calling the Michael Harrison Show, which is kind of a temporary name. It's either going to be the former Michael Harrison Show or it's going to be something kind of cool in terms of its name. But right now, it's a program under construction, and you're a guest. Joe, welcome aboard.
Michael, it's always great to talk to you. You're one of my favorite people in radio and in the world, actually.
Well, you once told me a long time ago I was on your personal board of directors, which I found provocative and certainly something that I'm honored to do. When
you
are we going to have a meeting?
Yes. Yes.
We're taking
a meeting now. We're just letting the world listen to it.
Yeah, indeed. Well, you're in North Carolina, I assume.
Yes.
You know, and I want folks to know that your being in North Carolina came about because of an incredible set of circumstances. Just to back it up, Joe has a fabulous background as one of the pioneering female DJs in rock radio. She worked in Miami. She worked in New York. And she has been, over the years, a prolific voiceover artist, does great commercials and great spots, and she's been heard on a number of them. So a fabulously successful and colorful career on radio as a performer. She also, though, had something in life struck, and she took the fork in the road that took her down a very interesting path that led to the reinvigoration of a relationship with her mother. She wrote the book When I Married My Mother, and I told everybody the name of the book before the break, Joe. It sounded very provocative, and I assure everybody it's fascinating, but it's not. There's nothing about it that you couldn't have the kids around. You also wrote a book called Naked
DJ.
I have to interject.
Someone recently came up to me at a party and said, "Are you the woman who wrote When I Slept with My Mother?"
Oh my gosh!
I said, "No, buried. Okay."
Wow. Then you explained to her. But you see, this is what I'm talking about. When I married my mother. I mean, with all the stuff, you know, in the news today about various lifestyles and people going through transformations that can be rather extraordinary if you were to talk about it 10, 20, 30 years ago. This is nothing like that, but this is really deep stuff. And we'll get to Naked DJ and Opposites Attract and all those other
attack.
Books that Opposites Attack. When Opposites, like When Animals Attack. When Opposites Attack and as opposed to When They Attract. So I'm screwing up the name of your book, too. But tell us a little bit about what led to, I would say this is probably your most successful book. It's still selling. People are buying it. People talk about it. And anytime anyone mentions it, it's an eyebrow raiser. When I Married My Mother, how did that all happen?
Well, as you know, I was in New York City, and I was on Z100 then, the number one music station in America. It was really a fabulous experience. You could say I went out at the top. But I was doing that. I've been doing radio for a long time. And my mother was in Richmond in serious decline with dementia, hoarding like you would not believe. She easily could have been on one of those TV shows, and ultimately the fire department deemed the house uninhabitable. It was really, really, really bad. And buried among all this stuff was a valuable doll collection. I had no idea at the time how huge the collection was. And as it turned out, it wasn't that valuable, because by the time I got around to parting with it, the value had dropped because of the crash and all that stuff.
What's interesting is how older women, or what is sometimes unflatteringly referred to as old ladies, have this fascination for dolls. This is not unusual.
The doll thing isn't, I mean, there's still, there's a new generation of doll lovers. It's the American Girl is the big doll and other kinds. And any kind of toy ages out over time. But the doll thing, think about it. Kids today, they still play with dolls, but it's not like it used to be because they have all these gadgets that they're engaged with now. Yeah, right. And they do. They create little, homes online and those Farmville or whatever it is.
Virtual dolls.
Right, virtual dolls.
As opposed to having your own Android baby, you know. Right. I mean, if they wanted to computerize a doll, they could probably do everything. Yeah. I remember when I was a kid, I didn't play with dolls, but I remember the dolls. We had Betsy Wetsy, which would pee on you if you wanted
right.
it to. And Chatty Cathy, which would talk uh-huh. your ear off.
I love you.
Right. You pull the string.
Right. Yeah. Well, it's interesting because I've had a lot of people come to me. I didn't finish the story on that when I got off on the dolls. Which is
That's all right.
I'm going
to take you down various tangents. We have a lot
yeah.
of time.
I ended up moving to Greensboro, North Carolina, where my brother was, and he was born again. And I wasn't close to him either. My mother and I had always had a strained relationship. And she just drove me crazy. I couldn't be around her for more than 5 minutes without just going, ah! She couldn't show up on time for anything. And she just, I just felt like there was no glue. We were so different. She was just an obligation to me, really. But I moved to North Carolina. I figured this would be the black hole years of my life. And I bought my first home. And then I moved her down from Richmond, and they turned out to be some of the best years of my life.
And the book details that. But let's just back up a bit so it's clear to the people. You did not have a good relationship with your mother for years and years and years, and then you saw that your mother was in decline, and you picked up your roots. You left New York, where you were known, and you moved to North Carolina, which is a totally different place than what you've been used to living in metropolitan areas and being a media figure. What is it at this point in the story that led you to do that? What in your mind clicked to say, I'm now leaving my life and I'm going to go and take care of this woman that makes me crazy?
Well, yeah, there was an intervention. My friends tried to stop me. Even my brother said, are you sure? You know what you're doing. You want to do this? And I found out after I bought the house that Greensboro is often referred to as green boring.
We're going to leave it at that moment. Green's boring. You're on your way. We have a break. We're going to come back, and we're going to pick it up at that point. Joe Mader is with us. Anybody want to jump in? 877-807-4048. I'm Michael Harrison with Joe Mader on what used to be called a radio.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call quickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Know what's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with two sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facilities safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Call Michael Harrison at 877-807-4048.
Michael Harrison, and it is my pleasure to talk to former radio personality turned very, very prolific and successful author, Joe Mader in Carolina. And we're talking about one of her books, When I Married My Mother. Okay, Joe, let's pick it up where you left off. You were told by everybody, don't go to Greensboro because some people call it Greens Boring.
I decided to forge on because it was just family tradition that the daughter always took care of mom at the end of her life. And also, what got me through it is the mantra, it's temporary. I figured I'll be back in New York in a couple of years. And, you know, I thought in a year she won't know who I am. I'll just put her in a nursing home and I will have done my, you know, my obligation and I would feel better about myself. What I did not expect was that I'd fall madly in love with my mother and just have the best time ever. But, of course, it was horrible when I lost her. But that's how it goes.
That's the irony. That's the story arc here, folks. You went down. You had your whole life. Your mother made you crazy, and you went and changed your whole life based upon. I don't even think you're giving yourself as much credit, based upon the instinct to do the right thing, to be a good daughter. Based on what you saw as a tradition or based upon what you should do, expecting the worst, figuring out that the way to ease the pain of it all is it's temporary, and the way you use the words, you fell in love with your mother, and then, of course, when she eventually passed, you were heartbroken. That's an amazing...
Because she was also like the child that I never had and always wanted. So it was a double whammy. It was what really surprised me and everyone who knew me was how hard it was for me to let go of the doll collection. Because the dolls ended up filling up the biggest room in the house. I put them all out on display. There were over 700 of them. And I wrote a piece for the New York Times called The 700 Doll Question, which made their most emailed list. Because a lot of people, even if it's not dolls, it's something else. We get so wrapped up in the sentimentality of things that are inherited. And at what point, you know, do you let go of them? I had so many people come up to me and say things like, I inherited the family house. And it's just been horrible because, like, you know, there was so much sentiment in this house. And it had been in the house for generations. I couldn't let the house go. And it's a big kind of an albatross, you know. It becomes expensive to maintain, or they feel very shackled by this house, by having to be there.
Well, what happens is our possessions own us. We don't own them. And I mean, that's profound all the way to, you know, luxuries that we don't necessarily need. I mean, one of my philosophies in life is to have friends, have a friend that owns a boat. Have a friend that owns a swimming pool. Have a friend that owns a pool table and a ping pong table. Have a friend who owns a timeshare. I mean, you know, you could pick your friends very carefully and go through life basically unencumbered. Unless you really love these things. I, at one point, had several homes, and I reached the point where I said, too many toilets to clean.
Yeah. All right.
You're constantly worried.
You just need one toilet and one Toto washlet on the toilet, and you are good.
Yeah, keep it lean and mean. But the part of the human condition is dealing with stuff. And you add, you know, a part of the hoarding process, I mean, it's just I want to have stuff. There's a certain element of greed and insecurity to it. But then when you get to that sentimentality thing, you find yourself keeping things. And those of us in radio are particularly bad at it because we have old promotional tchotchkes.
And the archives. Old air checks and everything, right? We've talked about this before. What do you do with all that stuff? Who's going to care when you're gone?
Well, what you do is, if you have children or you have heirs, you leave all this stuff to them that you think they will appreciate, and then they're stuck with the problem of having to throw it away.
Yeah.
Or in
I literally spent 10 years just going through my stuff, my mother's stuff, and she had her mother's stuff, her late husband's stuff, and her uncle's stuff, like, all mixed in, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it was surprising to me how I could get, like, one, like, my great-grandmother, she's like, one, like, folder now. She's, like one little folder in a hanging folder in a filing box, you know? Or my uncle, or and yet, the photos and everything you say, but as I go on in life and I just get rid of more and more, those are the hardest things to let go of. What I say to myself in terms of objects, I say, if I walk into a store today, would I seriously consider buying this? And usually the answer is no. But even if the answer is no, and I still feel something like, I can't let go, don't let it go. You're not ready. And what's interesting is you can come back a year later and like, why was I hanging on to this? You're not attached to it anymore. The energy shifts.
Right. Well, do you remember what I told you when you and I were having discussion as a couple of friends on the phone and you were sharing with me your problem with the dolls? I think I told you take pictures of them and make a website.
Right. Well, that I ended up putting up a Pinterest page and a Facebook page. And and my mother wanted them to stay together. So they're staying together virtually. And I ended up opening this online doll store on rubylane.com. It's a collectible space. Site, and I had Mama Jo's House of Dolls. The dolls are now all over the world. I mean, everywhere. China, Chile, Russia, Australia, New Zealand. I mean, everywhere. And I've made interesting friends through it. It was a lot more fun than I ever thought it would be. It was a lot more work, too.
Yeah.
It was really, and I felt like every doll, when I passed it up, it was going somewhere. It was going to be loved because they may have been together, but I wasn't loving them. And if you go to YouTube, look up the doll dilemma. Somebody made a little 10-minute film about the dolls that explains it all very beautifully. You can see them and everything. But now I have one cabinet that's got dolls that were mainly made by my ancestors and small dolls that, I don't know, for whatever reason, I like.
Well, the point is what you've done because of modern digital media.
Right.
You've been able to memorialize these dolls in a way that's convenient, and if anything, you've even you've given them more of a profile and respect in the media than they may have gotten sitting in boxes or being in the basement. In conclusion about that book, what was it that changed the nature of your relationship with her when you got there? Was she not as far gone as you thought she was? Was your presence something that kept her vitally, sharp? What happened?
She was very angry for a long time and depressed. So once she also would forget to take her thyroid medication, and that can really make somebody screwy, that alone. So once she got to North Carolina and was being taken care of and didn't have to worry about anything anymore, and she was on the proper dose of everything, and she got on Zoloft and on Aricept, she just turned into a little Buddha. She would just sit around and eat and make pithy remarks, and and everybody would laugh. She was hilarious.
Wow.
We're happier when we have fewer options. It's like every day I got up, I knew exactly what I had to do. I'd immediately check on her. And I was always sort of inside her body. You know, when was the last time she ate? Is the movie over she's watching? She couldn't even work a remote for the TV. She was very utterly dependent on me, completely. And yet she was great company. And she the thing about dementia is they often remember stuff from the past very well. So I learned not only a lot about her and my ancestors, but I learned a lot about myself. And even if you visit somebody every single day in a nursing home, it's not the same as them living with you. Not everybody can do this, or it, you know, depends on the person's situation. But I found that there's this gray area where people can no longer live alone, but doesn't mean they have to go to a nursing home. They can still live with you and still be great company and really enrich your life. So I was lucky, very lucky, that she had the pleasant dementia, is what they call it, and it all worked out the way it could have. It could have gone very differently and often does. But I've heard so many people now, you know, so you just look at the reviews on Amazon, or people saying, I went through this too, and yes, it's a gift. I hear that over and over. It's a gift to yourself to do this for somebody you love.
You must feel...
You didn't think you loved them.
You must feel very good about yourself as a result of this, at least in that arena. I want to talk about the other side of Jo Mader. I want to talk about Naked DJ and some of the novels that you've written and some of your insights into what it was like being in the male-dominated radio world as a vibrant young female. We're going to talk about that next. We're talking with author Jo Mader. If you want to join in, it's 877-807-4048. I'm Michael Harrison. We got more coming your way.
Having a place to go after school will make you a better student. Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At The Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists, and musicians, one chance at a time. Get the gift of opportunity. Donate to The Y at ymca.net/give. The Y, for a better us.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr. Middle name, Safety. Last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLife. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one use the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Talkers Communications Center. It's the Michael Harrison Show. Call in at 877-807-4048.
Dropping on an interesting conversation with a longtime friend of mine, Joe Mader. Met her many years ago on a radio project, and we've been pals ever since. She wrote the book When I Married My Mother, but she has a new novel that is kind of a provocative look. It's a novel. It's a fictionalized kind of composite of real people, real situations with a lot of poetic license. It's called Naked DJ. And Joe, you have you have an interesting career in radio behind you, in which you were the rock and roll madam. You were on some of the biggest rock and roll radio stations in both Miami and in New York City. Male-dominated industry as a female. What are some of your feelings now looking back at those years?
Not much has changed.
That's an interesting statement. How so?
Especially with rock radio. The protagonist of Naked DJ, Jasmine Brown, she really just wants to be on afternoon drive at a rock station in New York City. And she's basically told over and over, this is not going to happen because you're a woman. That those positions are always held by men. That's when the late, I'd say the 70s was when things really started to change for women because of Allison Steele in New York on WNEW-FM, The Nightbird. 77 was when she was named the FM Personality of the Year by Billboard Magazine, which was huge. And I got to know her later on in life. She said to me, they didn't even let her off the air to accept her award that night. That's how deep the jealousy ran among the men. And so meeting her had a big impact on my desire to, you know, end my radio career and try to find something else to do because she had been huge in her time. And then I saw her struggling so much at, you know, later, not even 10 years later after winning that award.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But what happened was very quickly it was decided women would do middays or nights. And not much has changed. There are exceptions. Valerie Smaldone was on Light FM for many years in afternoons, but that was a station geared more to females. But any station that's going to gear towards men, they just do not want a woman on in the slots where you make the most money.
Yeah. And also today, it's even hard being a DJ if you're a man. Music radio has devalued the role of personality to the point that many of the times you hear somebody on a music station, be it a male or a female, you're hearing what's called liners. You're hearing recorded tracks that one person might be doing for 10 stations, 20 stations, or 100 stations. And that's why there seems to be there's a disconnect between the DJs and the music. They don't even say what music they're playing. They don't sound like they're listening.
Often, if it is a personality where they're saying their name and talking to you, they could be in another city. They're voice tracking.
Right.
So you're right. And also, the other big change that happened was with deregulation. It used to be a company could only own, what was it, two radio stations in the market, an AM and FM?
An AM and an FM, and for a while they can only own five stations across the country. Then it was seven stations across the country. There were rules you couldn't own radio, TV, and newspapers. They were, anti-monopoly laws.
Right. But what happened with radio is that you had these wonderful street fights between two stations that were going after the same audience.
Yeah, we call them radio wars.
Radio. And so you got some of the best radio out of those situations. And once it was deregulated, well, one company could own a lot of stations in the market, and then they would carve them up. So, they'd say, this one's going to go for the younger, and then this will go for, like, the older, and then the middle. And so you didn't have them competing head-to-head anymore. And I think that also was the beginning of the end for great radio, DJ radio.
Well, also, it made it very difficult for DJs to stand up to management, because if they stood up to management in the old days, they can get a job across the street at their competitor. Now the station across the street was owned by the same management that they were working for. So you better watch yourself. You could be blackballed instantly, and the number of companies to go to has kind of diminished. In the talk radio world, where I spend a lot of my time with Talkers Magazine as the publisher of a trade magazine, It's far more male dominated on the air than it is on the music side. In these personality less voice tracked stations, you hear a lot of female voices today, but they're just voices. They're not personalities. They're not even DJs. Right. They're voices. And they sound the same if it's a country station or an adult contemporary or a rock or a classic rock. They sound the same. It used to be, you know, the country stations that sounded like they're country people, and the album rock people sounded like they were hip and smoking pot, and the top 40 people were kind of fun, and, you know, there was a sound. Now it's just basically voice tracks. One person could do 3, 4, 5 formats. They sound the same. In talk radio, it's still male-dominated. I would say of talk show hosts, maybe 10 or 15% of the people on the air are female, and it's been this way for years, which is one of the things that made the late Dr. Joy Brown, whose program this really is the aftermath of, made her so special.
Yeah.
And
she was great.
I've had the privilege, Joe, of knowing her as one of my best friends, of course, knowing you, but you and I both knew the great Alison Steele.
Yeah.
Back in the 1970s, and she played a very instrumental role in my career. This is a case where I was helped by a woman to get into New York radio. So I have nothing but love in my heart for the memory of Alison Steele. And I don't know, someday I hope you get to write that book about her.
I do too.
I think that's a story to be told.
Well, there is a character in Naked DJ who's loosely based on Alison, who's doing the all-night shift and imparts all of these stories and sort of befriends Jasmine, and you know, there's a rivalry with the woman she's put on the air with. They put two women on in middays, and they want them to pretend they're doing the show naked just to get ratings. That's where the title comes from.
Right.
But she, in order for her to have any shot at getting that afternoon drive, she has to do things that are so degrading.
Oh, my.
And the guys don't have to do, right?
Well, get out there and buy the book, folks. How can people find out more about you? JoeMader.com?
Yes, JoeMader.com.
Okay,
on Facebook,
let me spell it.
And Twitter and all that stuff.
Yes, JoMader. It's not JOE. It's JO, and the last name is MAEDER.com. And the two books we just talked about was When I Married My Mother and Naked DJ, and both are at Amazon.com. Check them out. Joe, what fun to talk to you. And I salute you and I have great admiration for you for what you've done with your life and so many more things yet to come. Joe, thank you for joining us.
All right, Michael, great to talk to you.
All right, bye-bye. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's Joe Mader. We're going to go to merry old England next. On the next hour, Michael Harrison Show. Thank you.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1, G2.0, and Pro-Max filters are independent, lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.